Hey, yo, yes. What's up? Welcome back, guys. It's another week, another great week. Hopefully, you guys are having a good time at home. You guys, and when I say you guys, I mean the whole entire universe.
And that's, you mean us gals?
Yes, and gals. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. Carolyn, how's it going?
And it's going wonderfully. And we are here again with James.
Yeah, James, you just had a birthday yesterday.
I did.
I hope it was pretty awesome, man. I probably missed it.
How
I apologize.
The food?
Oh, it was delicious.
Actually, I might not have missed it. Who knows?
We weren't there.
We might find out eventually.
There was no Nats game, but
no
you
Nats
still
game.
Celebrated.
No, I celebrated. I had dinner with my family and stuff. What else did I do?
You probably went to the. You went
something,
to the.
What's something fun?
You
that
probably
I,
went in you, a hot air balloon.
Yeah, you went. Done. Yeah, you went to the hot air balloon.
You went in a hot air balloon.
I would never go in a hot air balloon.
You went skiing,
dude. What if somebody shoots that thing?
You're dead.
It's such an easy target to hit.
Or you could wear like a what are those things called? Those backpacks that you pull the chute.
Parachute.
Yeah, you could wear a parachute while you're on the actual air balloon.
I don't know.
That would be your only protection.
I don't think I'm properly trained in that.
And then when you land, you could land in a truck full of tomatoes like Uncle Jesse did.
What?
No, didn't he land in a tree?
He did land in a tree, but then he landed in a truck full of tomatoes.
You guys know all these details for that wedding episode of Full House.
The wedding episode of Full House is
wasn't
one
it
of
a two-parter?
Great, it was a two-parter. It was one of the greatest moments of TV.
It was always so epic when it is a two-parter.
It is. Mm-hmm. It was seriously like epic. It was just amazing.
Whatever happened to his wife? What
Becky?
Did anything
wasn't
ever
she in a show on like the WB or something called Summerland?
Everyone was in a show in WB.
She was on. She had a show that was like around the time of Dawson's Creek or something that was like Summerland.
Before we get carried away, Carolyn, do we have any tour dates coming up that we can announce?
Check the website, girls-studio.com.
Check it. We have deals too.
Check
we
yourself
don't know the deals.
Before you wreck yourself.
That's right. James, welcome back, man. Another week of excellence brought to you. I did some research, and nice. I want to tell you the truth that redfist.com is not taken.
Ooh.
So you can actually get that.
I think you should buy it.
So how much would it cost for...
Free. No. How much would it cost?
It doesn't cost that much.
To have a website.
It doesn't cost that much.
Domain name, possibly $20 for 2 years?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to stuff like that.
Ignorant ass
cracker. Yeah, but
blanket thinks you're ignorant.
Ignorant ass cracker.
You need to look up that URL.
So I don't know anything about URLs or domain names or anything like that.
Well,
so
you need a hosting site, and then you
what
need
does
to.
What does that mean?
They host all your material for you.
Do they have control?
No. They don't have.
You
control.
Just upload your files, and then they digitize it and put it online.
How do I know that they're not like I don't know.
Bad people?
they're not evil and evil.
They're not racial
incarnate, evil incarnate.
I don't know.
If you want it, man, it's
okay,
there.
So $20 a month?
No, $20 for 2 years to own hosting. The to own the red it depends on where you get it around that.
Wait, damn it. Why are we you're going to have to bleep that out until I actually make it.
Okay.
I think we already got it.
Is it too late? We're live, aren't we?
We're live on the air.
Someone else is going to go get it now.
Red Fist.
Somebody's going to get the domain name and then try to charge me. Like they did with 21stCenturyFox.com.
Yeah. Or Optimus Prime.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They took all those names. No, it's not that difficult. I think you can do it.
It's affordable. And you can
bucks?
Be more well known by that.
Probably. It's probably going to cost you maybe like... $100, because you have to
for
you have
a couple years.
Yeah, you have to pay for the hosting of it.
If you buy it in bulk, like for example, I just renewed the website. I think for like 5 or 6 years, and you get like 30% off.
Curls-studio.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like you have the hyphen.
You got to add that in.
Curls hyphen.
Or curls-studio.
Yeah, curls-. I definitely think you should go for it because that's going to become who you are.
No.
You're gonna go back. You're gonna go back into the military.
You're gonna be known as Red Fist,
and they're gonna be like, "Oh shit, it's Red Fist."
I just pictured something horrible about Red Fist. I pictured like a fist full of like period stain.
Oh god. You can picture that, But I picture whenever the Terminator punches through somebody and his fist is red with blood too.
Let off some steam. Bears.
Different type of blood.
Yes, that's right. Well, is it? Yeah, I guess it is different type of blood.
You leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
That's what I think of the red fist. There you go, man.
I think we need all to, right. like, I want to draw James as, like, a superhero.
Nice.
And he'll have, like, one fist up in the air, and it's, like, all red with blood.
I mean, logically, we could easily just buy that. And
the other your logo. One side, you can be, like...
Let's do it right now.
One side, you can be pumping your, showing your guns.
It's a right-handed fist, so...
Okay, so right hand is the red fist?
Yeah.
So you have that up in the air, and full of blood. And then the other hand... You'll be, like, flexing and showing your guns.
That's like I did it on Jumbotron. It's exactly what I did.
So, like, I'll just do a cartoon of that, and that can be, like, your logo.
Okay.
Can I make a logo for Red Fist?
Yeah, drop
a sketch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he'll make a draft, and then I'll get back to you.
Cool. I'm down. We're doing business right here on the Carol Ninja Show.
Live.
Negotiations.
Post-birthday celebration.
Actually, just go ahead and do it, and then surprise me.
Rad.
We'll just buy, you just give us $20.
You're like the best client ever, dude.
I'm not gonna pay you.
What?
I can't afford that.
It's not a
I know. I wasn't asking for money.
Can't afford $20. You buy.
Well,
you need to pay like
for your redfist.com. You need to pay for that.
No, I quit energy drinks.
You did?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. That's good.
Why is that? Why'd you quit the energy?
Health reasons and such. Money.
I'm glad
monetary
that you quit.
Reasons.
I bet it was mainly monetary reasons.
No, I'm trying to get off soda altogether.
That's
right
good.
On. I'm with you.
Yeah. Trying to quit's tough because I've been drinking so much caffeine.
Just drink
for
water.
So long.
Just drink water.
You've been drinking that thing.
Let it flow
thing
through your system.
Yeah. That's like, it's in your body like heroin.
Yeah.
It's like
tough, man.
Flowing.
Well, I take a workout drink that's got a lot of caffeine and all kinds of herbal crap in it that gets me all jacked up. So that kind of, that helps.
Is that any different?
But
it's like
more,
the same
man,
supplement.
It's more herbal.
It's helping
natural.
Me get used to
like
not
like
drink
a,
soda.
It's like
weeding you off.
What it is really is the patch. it's like cigarettes. It's like, but for drink form, it's like the patch.
I don't know. Who cares?
He's being more natural. All natural.
That's right.
Yeah, more natural
James.
James
in the studio today.
Yep.
It's so pleasant to have you here. More natural James.
Oh, thanks. I'm drinking it right now. I'm drinking it. Powerade Zero.
Our sponsor.
No, it's not. Well, it could be.
Sponsored by redfist.com.
It's the mixed berry flavor. It's blue. Powerade Zero. It's the advanced electrolyte system. That's what it says. The Ion 4 advanced electrolyte.
Yeah, that seems
what the hell
like
does that
it
mean?
Seems like a light version.
System.
It's like
what
a light
mean?
Version of energy drink.
What the hell does that mean? Electrolytes? They just made that shit up too.
Yeah, they probably made that shit up. Some copywriters just like electrolytes.
Neograms.
This sounds like scientific. you're being good to your body.
Yeah, it's probably not that good because there's so much sodium in this crap.
It probably isn't that great.
150 milligrams.
James, just drink water.
2.5 servings. That 3425, something like that. Wait, right? Yeah.
That doesn't seem very good, actually. But no. it is weeding you off of the more extreme monster or something like that.
The electrolytes. Just trying to stay hydrated.
So how's your summer, James? Have you having a pretty good summer?
Oh, it's been great.
Usually your birthday marks the center of summer, for at least in my mind.
I always feel like my birthday is like marks.
Bovie's birthday.
Summer is winding down. That's what it always feels like to me. Because once you get to August, I'm like, summer's over.
At least when we were going to college, like school basically started like August something.
Yeah, like the beginning of August.
Yeah.
But now that's done and over with.
In high school, you still got a grasp of August.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty weak though, because this is my 30th birthday.
Sorry.
Was my 30th birthday.
Do you feel different?
How do you feel about that?
No, I don't really feel any different.
I still sort of, like when I turned... You know, that age, I still felt like I was like 21. I think I'm going to stay 21, 22, 23. I'm going to stay that early for a while until like I completely change my hairstyle.
Okay.
Do you agree?
I concur.
I don't know. Maybe it's just time for me to grow up. I don't know.
Well, how do you see that? What is growing up for you anyway?
I don't know. If I knew, I would do it.
Would you really though?
I don't think anyone really knows. Because, like, when I was younger and I'd look up to adults and be like, wow, look at all these adults. They know what they're talking about.
And then now,
and
that,
now that I am an adult, I'm like, no one knows anything. Everyone's just, like, feeling through how they go through life.
You're like, no one knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Why did I look up to these guys?
Yeah. Exactly. When I was younger, now I'm like, what the hell, dude? I was, like, looking up to all these adults and they don't know jack shit.
It's funny, like, at work, I'll be working with, you know, like, 40-something-year-old guys. The guys are, like, 48, and they still act like...
Exactly.
You know, like I do.
Oh my god, I experienced that a whole lot too, man.
Especially like, when you get what happens is when you're one on one with a man, like you can I guess relate more and like understand them. But when you get guys in a group of like let's say even three, like a minimum of three, they all start acting like.
You're like, oh, big titties.
What?
That's all they
Who says that.
They all say that shit.
Don't lie.
Show me your titties.
They? Like, you're not part of it?
No, seriously. But when you get guys in a group, they all, like, resort back to, like 17 or something. Like
they do it. There's, yeah, people
I don't understand
do it,
that.
People do it in different fashions. I agree with that. But the most brutal aspect of it is the worst, man. Like, I'm actually more offended by that. Like, several times. Just to, like... I think it's hilarious. Because now, like, you know, you have a lot of people that have been, like, divorced... You know what I mean? And they're getting back in the game. And I hear stuff like, because I was just in Canada, right, for this tour. And the first thing one of my coworkers says is like, I gotta get me some of that Canadian pussy. I was like, what the fuck? Did you really just say that, dude? We're just walking.
What's different about the Canadian type than the, you know, anybody else?
I guess he just wants to have sex in Canada.
But like when I, yeah, but when I heard that, I was just like.
How old was he?
I was like 50.
50?
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Like the first thing I said was, like, wait, what age are you, dude? How old are you now? So it is so weird.
I love it.
So were it's a lot weird. Of people getting Canadian pussy on tour?
I don't know. I wasn't part of seeing that. Sorry.
Wait,
hold on.
Took a second for that.
Let me take my mucus out here. I still have that cough left.
That's some great stuff right there.
I mean, was there a lot of people getting Canadian pussy? Probably a lot of Canadians getting Canadian pussy.
But like on tour, was everyone like out to get Canadian pussy? Because if you do continue with the tour, which would mean like...
Now we're like, we're going to get some of that Japanese and Australian pussy.
Japanese, Indonesia pussy.
Some of that Hong Kong pussy.
You're going to be like...
Some of that stir fry.
Some of that... Ew! You want some stir fry red fist?
No, but see the part that
Red Fist special.
It's just I love you long time.
But you know, like there's like a jock or a bonehead aspect to when people say things. Like when a jock or like just some sort of a biker guy says he's gonna do something, has a bit of an anger to it. You know what I mean?
Like the male anger.
He's and like the way he said it was pretty angry. I was like,
what? He was like, I'm going to get some Canadian pussy. Like,
all I know is I need to get some of that Canadian pussy. I was like, what? He sounds so mean, dude.
Did he do it?
No, hell no. He didn't get it. See, that's what's so hilarious.
How are you supposed to pick up any girl, when you're, like, working?
That's what's so hilarious, understand. Man. That's what I find so hilarious is that out of everyone that I had ever known who said anything like that, they don't get shit. They don't get shit. They do. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna get me some of that pussy.
Because and that's then I watch mentality.
Them at the, I watch them at like you know sometimes they'd go to a club and I get dragged into the club and all I see them doing is like dancing by themselves and I'm like, are you gonna get that Canadian pussy or what? Are you gonna get the Canadian pussy or what? And he's like, wait,
oh,
wait,
I'm working
wait, wait, I'm waiting for it. And they're just dancing by themselves.
Sounds not right.
Time's not right. I guess you're in the zone. Like you're like trying to, you know, you're trying to move in, you're scoping the land.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you waiting for, man? Come on. What are you going to do? You said you're going to get that Canadian pussy. There it is. He's like, no, wait. I mean, this is a 50-year-old white guy. So let's just talk him all.
Wait,
tough.
So what did he look like?
Huh?
What did he look like?
I'd say he probably looked like a mixture of Keith Sutherland and Bruce Willis.
Keith
Some women might be into that look. The guy from 24.
The name sounds familiar. Wait, Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Well, the... Damn, so he's probably a good-looking guy.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a potential. That
Bruce Willis I mean, it sounds like some girls might be into that. Is he bald?
I mean, it's Bruce Willis. I threw Bruce Willis
okay.
in there.
Does he have any
Bruce Willis
traits?
Is probably the most handsome bald man.
Any traits of George Costanza?
No.
Oh, okay.
Except for dancing good. By himself.
I said Bruce Willis and Keith Sutherland, guys. Look at
who's Keith Sutherland. I don't
he's
know
the
who
guy
the
from 24.
It doesn't help me.
I don't know what else he's
look
been.
At, look at
my
look at
him.
But like, just it was a line that I remembered that I will always remember forever.
Gotta get some Canadian pussy.
But like, you have to say it angry.
Canadian pussy.
I gotta get me some of that, yeah. All I know is I gotta get me some of that Canadian
that's
pussy.
That's all he knows.
I gotta get me some. Yeah, I gotta
it
get me some.
It sounds like a lot of pent up aggression.
I was like, don't you want to go to work first? What's gonna work? Wait for it.
How do you spell Keither?
Maybe it's K-I-E-T-H-E-R.
But that's usually what I've run into. And like a lot of times, like, you know, it's worse when you get it's a group of guys acting like that too.
I don't like guys in packs sometimes because they all like gang up.
That's funny because I don't like girls in packs either.
Kiefer?
I don't like girls it's in like, packs either.
More like Queefer.
Queefer something.
What the hell kind of name is Kiefer?
Keebler Elves.
Can you find his? Can you get him yet? Talk
I'm
into
pulling
it.
Pulling it up. You
can't
don't
you talk
have,
into it?
Can't you talk to your phone?
No, I have the 4. I don't have the 4S.
What do you have? Oh, that's an iPhone.
You don't have
the
Siri?
No, I don't have that crap.
Fine, let's battle.
I feel like if I had Siri, I would never use it. I would probably only use it when the first day I got it.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait.
I don't remember ever seeing this guy in a movie or anything.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I messed up. I was going to do
Did you ever see Phone Booth? That movie sucked.
I'm not going to see it now.
I sat through that in the theater.
I never heard of it.
Phone Booth?
Get me some of that Canadian pussy.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Never seen it. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Give me some of that. Yeah,
right. Yeah, because usually, like,
yeah,
you know,
play
you,
well, but still.
You see him, like, groups of guys. I guess any of them in groups are sort of annoying.
So basically humanity is annoying. Like, everybody in one group.
Where do you see it the most? Like, in Metro? Is that the...
Yeah. Like, at the Metro station or any type of public transit.
See, the Metro is always classic. I love, like... situations like where you really see the worst of humanity.
Do you really love it?
Yeah. Such as you know, you're waiting, you're trying to get on the train late at night on the Metro, and the freaking Metro station is packed, and then the train pulls up and it's already almost packed and people are trying to fight their way in, you know,
like sardines,
and you're looking at the sign that tells you when the next train's coming and it's like 12 minutes away and everybody's getting all pissed off and yelling at each other. I love that. or like when you're going like, through security at the airport and then somebody just walks up, tries to cut in front of a bunch of people in line. They're like, hey, can I get in front of you? My plane's about to leave. Hell no.
Like, everyone
should have got here 2 hours earlier like everybody else.
It's like, what the hell? What
stupid
gives
asshole.
You the... What gives you the... Man, there's so many people like that they feel entitled that they should cut. And I don't like women that are like that either. Like,
what about men?
Either men. I don't like men in general or women. I just hate humanity. Sorry, world.
See?
Bane.
A lot of people probably think I'm racist listening to the show.
James is pointing at me.
But, you know, if you're wondering why I have the views that I do, listen to this story. Right? Did I tell you about my trip to... Well, I told
no,
you. I went to
no.
Atlanta.
Just tell me.
All right.
Tell this story.
I'm at Dulles Airport and... All right, if you can picture this, I'm going through the line of security. I make it past the point
I think
where...
I heard this on Facebook, but you can tell it in person.
Damn it.
You got to
no,
tell the
it
world.
In person.
Okay.
Tell the
Facebook,
world.
Facebook, your story lasts probably 10 seconds, and then it's gone
then
on the timeline.
Yeah.
This way, people will remember forever.
Will
and they
remembered.
Can hear your voice. They'll hear your voice.
They'll connect.
Get
Red
the
fist.
Passion.
All right, so you were at Dulles Airport.
I go to Dulles Airport. I got like a 7 o'clock flight or something. I think it was like 7:45 or something. I get there at like 5:30, right?
Yeah.
I like to have plenty of time. And I'm going to Atlanta. I'm all pumped up because I'm going for a long weekend of baseball. I already told it last week.
Yeah.
Story, but so.
All right, slow down.
So I'm at. Okay, so I'm.
You're gonna
come
too quick.
You're gonna combust,
sir.
Dude.
It's a Friday morning, right? And there's a good amount of people traveling, and but I got there plenty early, so I had nothing to worry about. So I'm going through the line. I make it past the point where they check your ID and look at your ticket with a little magnifying glass and. All that crap.
Yeah.
And then I make it to the other point where you can break off into there's like a whole bunch of different lines.
Yeah.
And then, so I get in a line and I'm behind these freaking, well, Haji people. These, some kind of.
Sub-Zero?
Some kind of Arab. Yeah, the lady was what I call a Sub-Zero, which is a, if you remember Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
I do. Or Scorpion.
Or Scorpion.
Or
Reptile.
Or
right?
Smoke.
Right. Or Smoke. They all had those hoods on their face, right? with the thing that came across her face. This lady didn't have. The original Sub-Zero that I had was this girl that I was in class with at Nova Community College years and years ago.
Yeah.
She actually had the part that went across her face. But this lady didn't. But anyway, it was a looked like a husband and wife. They were probably in their mid-50s or something, early 50s. Clueless as hell. Ignorant as all hell to American, you know, customs and way of doing things over here, right?
It's not even necessarily American, though, because they have... I'm assuming if you fly to, like, other countries, it's kind of a similar process.
Right. Well, no freaking common sense.
Okay.
Right? Don't really speak English very well. Anyway, this guy walks up, and they're right in front of me. They're, like, you know, fucking up, trying to put their bags into the thing and everything. They're, like, not putting it in the bin properly and whatever, and they got... the freaking black lady's yelling at him. I'm kind of chuckling. Anyway.
What'd she say?
Like, no,
you can't do that, man. You gotta put that over
Did she have long fingernails?
Probably.
Like nail art?
Flip it over. Oh, shit.
So anyway,
I'm just...
corn chip nail clip.
I'm just calm as can be right now until I... anyway, so they put their shit through, and I put my stuff up on the belt, and then there's another line of people doing the same thing, putting their stuff through another belt, going through the metal detector or the...
body scanner?
No, the thing that checks your bags, where they look on the screen, whatever.
Security bag check.
Yeah, so there's two of those lines next to each other, but then those two lines, after you put your stuff on the bag thing, they funnel in, we were supposed to combine and make one line.
Okay.
And they totally cut in front of somebody else, and this guy starts cussing him out, and I was laughing my ass off about that, for trying to, like, cut in front of them.
Was this a white guy, or was it a German guy?
Yeah, it was just some middle-aged white guy, but he probably... I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
He was probably like, I'm ready for some Canadian pussy.
So this one line that we're going into.
I want some of this DC pussy.
There was a metal detector, you know, just a walk-through metal detector thing. And then right next to that, there was the full body scanner. They weren't really pulling anybody through the full body scanner. They're just kind of making you go into one line, and then there's one person doing the metal detector, and they put you through.
So no body scan.
No body scans, no body scan. One person goes through, another person goes through, no body scan, no body scan, no body scan. And I'm looking at this lady. It's her turn. She gets up there, and I noticed that she had her freaking Sub-Zero hood on.
Yeah.
They just freaking let her go through. And they let this dude go through, and he's got a watch and a belt and all kinds of shit on. They just let him go through like they're afraid to, I don't know what it was.
Afraid to do the job right?
But the thing kept going off, and then they're finally like, oh, you gotta try to take your belt off. Guy comes back through, still going off, you know, beeping. Oh, you gotta try taking your watch off.
Wait.
No shit.
Who said that? Why'd you change into that voice, dude? Nah. You gotta...
The smooth guy
all of a sudden said that.
Well, I was already pissed off at this guy because he was holding up the line by having to keep going back through the metal detector.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a shit off like he was supposed to.
Could you possibly miss your flight because of this too?
No, I wasn't.
He was there early enough to go through.
I wasn't worried about it. There was another black lady that tried to do that, but I didn't let her go through. Yeah. I just ignored her when she came up and asked me.
Yeah.
And she went into another line and worked her way in there. But anyway, doesn't matter. So this guy, he's holding up the line by not having his crap off properly. And so I'm next. And I'm kind of pissed off because... I'm like, why don't they make those ladies take their Muslim shit off? Doesn't make...
Well, it's religious. That's how you can argue that, though.
No, you can't argue. It's security comes first. You know what I mean?
Well, they can... After 9/11, I'm saying. They can argue it. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's their... But, like, nothing can trump religion.
They're... Anyway.
I'm just counterpointing.
I know what you mean, but it's stupid. I don't buy it.
I know.
So, I get up there, and... The lady says, you gotta take your hat off.
Your hat?
Yeah, I was wearing the same hat that I'm wearing now. My
Nationals.
This basic red baseball fist. Cap.
I should have known better, right? You're not supposed to have a hat on or any of that crap. But I put it back on my head. Like, I kind of had it, like, kind of halfway on.
Yeah.
Because I just stuck it on top of my head because I had nowhere else to put it. I should have just put it in my bag. But anyway, so I'm like, why does she get to walk through with her stupid-ass Sub-Zero hood on, but I got to take my hat off? I didn't say that, but I complied.
What would have happened if you did say that?
They'd probably, like, flag you down.
Oh, yeah, be like, this guy's...
Because they already have your name and stuff.
There'd be a bunch of people standing around saying, look at that ignorant dude. I don't know.
They're like, just take off your hat. It's not like you're hiding anything.
Yeah, so anyway, Long story short.
No way. Long story only.
I'm pissed off about that. And then, all right, sir, we need you to step over here to the right. They put me through the full body scanner while they're... There were like the last seven or eight people I watched, they sent through the metal detector. And then I'm the random person. I'm the Haji.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of
the
here.
The last time I went through a body scanner, the last time I traveled, yeah. It was weird because I was like, so do you get cancer from that?
I don't know.
Because I was like, why am I going through this shit?
Probably can't. Wait a minute. So are you saying that only a select few are supposed to go through the body scan?
They made me go through the body scan twice because they said they didn't read it longer.
That's not the reason. They're fucking perverts. That's why the reason.
No, because now I'm like wondering. I'm like worried. If I'm going to get cancer from that.
Yeah, and also you should be worried. There's a bunch of perverts behind that shit.
Did you see where they like leaked some of the footage?
Really, they leaked some of the images of that.
Like, went onto the internet.
Nice.
Yeah, because
nice
there's some guy apparently like in a back office somewhere that
gets a copy of all this shit.
Well, he's like watching it. Because they don't watch it right there. They have like a little microphone thing where they're like, all right, this guy's good. And they send you through.
And no, they're like, we need some of that Canadian pussy. All right, show it one more time. That's what they're saying. Yeah, they want some of that Canadian pussy.
Anyway,
of the body can they really see, though?
All of it.
It's just like an x-ray.
But that's one of the things about America that pisses me off nowadays.
What's that? It's just one of the things?
Oh, yeah. America's like gone to shit now.
Need some of that Canadian pussy. That's
wrong.
Why.
Don't get me wrong. I love my country. We can die for my country, but people are fucking it up and it's pissing me off.
I agree.
You're looking out for its own benefit, though. That's why. That's why you can say this. You're looking out for the country's benefit to be better.
And also, you're like actually out in the field, like working for the country.
Yeah.
You have like a say. I feel like everyone else like hasn't experienced what you've experienced. So.
Wait. So are you saying that you're supposed to be selected to do the body scan?
Well, I don't know what their system is.
Because when we went, I thought that everybody was going.
Yeah,
through.
I went through the body every time I've been on the airplane. I've been body scanned.
I wasn't mad about it. If they want to look at my balls or whatever, they can do that. I'll pull them out and show them. I don't care.
Sorry.
Yeah. But
I seriously should just walk through like the thing
you're
naked.
You're like, you want to see it? You want to see it?
These people that are probably non-American citizens, they didn't, I don't know what the hell they were, but they were all hodgified. Why do they get
special treatment?
I should be the one getting the extra consideration, not them. They should be the ones going through the, you know, jump through the loops.
I hear you.
That's why
we're living in a society now, James, that you're not racist.
That's why you're racist.
But it's a concern because we're living in a society these days that it's like people don't want to actually confront the issues. Some people are afraid.
Did you see the T-shirt with the pussy ass cracker with the Zimmerman guy on it?
Was that the thing where we can't say vagina anymore?
Yeah, there was something like that. Like, I didn't read the full things, but a few weeks ago, there was some Congress hearing or some in some state you're not allowed to use the word vagina or something. I don't know.
We're not allowed to use the word vagina.
Like, ever?
We can say Canadian pussy, though, right?
That's the name of this episode.
Canadian pussy.
You know what you should do for the S's?
What? Put dollar bills?
Dollar signs?
Canadian pussy.
Or ampersand.
I gotta remember to call this Canadian pussy.
Ampersand.
but I guess like
negus.
Why
N-E-G-U-S.
I remember that shit.
That's the spelling bee.
I was looking at YouTube the other day.
Who showed that? Did I show you that, or did you just stumble?
You
upon
showed
that?
Me.
You asked me if I had seen it, and I was like, "Yes, I've seen it. I saw that."
I'm so excited.
Can you use this? She says, "He goes, negus." I'm sorry. Can you say a little louder for the judges, please? Negus.
And it was all like over-recorded when you go in the second time.
I love it.
But like, what I don't like about this country now is that everyone's like, they act like they're so PC, but then they're not. You know
they're
what I
not,
mean? Like everybody,
they're racist. They're stupid racist
everybody
people.
Everybody has like
all
everybody,
of them.
All of them.
If
you
have,
can't
if
go
you
around
have,
being like, oh, now you're racist.
I actually think
I'm like you're the one who's racist for calling me racist.
I'm a believer of saying, if you're more upfront about it, you're not racist.
So the KKK is not racist. They're just like letting everyone know. You know, they're just like, hey, we don't like
the
these
KKK
people.
Are what's it called?
They're like organized
crime. Yeah, they're a hate group.
They're an organized hate group.
They're a hate group.
Well, if you don't like a certain type of person, and you just choose to stay away from them,
that's all you got to do.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
But the KKK
just
does not
do not engage.
Yeah,
but the KKK doesn't do that.
Right.
They don't attack.
Oh, I know.
see, I feel like you shouldn't engage. That's the thing. If you don't like somebody, just don't engage them.
You don't go on marches through their towns, you know,
and burn them,
kill them
and hang them. That's gross.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to that level.
On your own damn business.
Yeah. So it's, and also, like, why would you hate somebody that much? Especially people that you never even met, just because of, like, what color skin they are. That's stupid. That's like being like, I hate people wearing white shirts.
I've always wondered.
Like, that's the equivalent.
I've always wondered. I mean, I always bring up this black stuff as a joke, but I've always wondered what really must have happened. Everyone must have had a personal reason for them to be like, nah, screw them Asians. You know what I mean?
No, because also it's like,
I don't like Native Americans.
It gets into like the slavery thing too. Because then also
the Native Americans?
I've heard that with slavery, like the black people sold the slaves from Africa. So they sold their own people.
And they still do that
to
this day.
To America.
They still do that to this day. It's called hip hop.
And also like the black people, I feel like when they were more suppressed, I feel like they were more creative.
Is that what you think, James?
Because now like now that they have more freedom. But now that they have more freedom these days. Because also like I feel like black people these days, I'm not saying that they have
black
it like
people.
Fully well, but I feel like now they're like, you know, to the most part, for the most part, they've pretty much like become equals, you know?
I mean, they do have their own schools. They have that.
They get their scholarships. It's like, I don't get anything. Like, what irritated me, I might have already told this story on the radio show. I'm not 100% sure, but either way, I'm going to tell it again.
This show, radio show is the reason why we can't get cool government jobs.
Yeah, probably why. Seriously.
They're like, oh, have you said anything bad about it? Oh, we see you have a radio show and that's all you do.
But it's like, the messed up thing, this is another one of like, a story kind of similar to James's airport story. It's like, I'm white, I work hard, and in school, like, I had above 3.5 grade point average, which means that I got into the Honor Society. But yet, I didn't really get, like, anything besides a small little badge that I could wear at graduation that they probably got, like, 100
like
made. They got, like, 100 made
for
probably...
I see where this is going.
They probably got, like, 100 made for, like, $4. You know, like, here's your little badge that's worth 10 cents. Like, I could have made it myself that says Honors. You know, whatever. But anyways...
Honors?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Anyway, so, like... What I don't understand, though, is, like, so I'm not a minority, right? Even though, you know, some people like to say that women are minorities, but the weird thing about that is that there's actually more women than men, percentage-wise. So it's like, oh, so am I a minority for that? That means that men are the minority, if you think about that way. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing. What I'm getting to is that how come everybody that was black or half Asian or Asian or any type of non-white, they got, like, a whole award ceremony, and they got special, like, scholarships and, like, all these special events because it was, like, I forget, what was it officially titled? The Minority
Awards.
Awards for, like, smart minorities. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, so basically if I was half Asian or black and I had the same grade that I earned, like, I would get an award show. It just annoyed me that, like, they got this special award show and dinner and stuff, and, like, I didn't get any of that. And all I got was a ribbon. Like, it's just, like, really frustrating because it's, like... I'm not saying, like, I need to have an award show necessarily to feel validated, but it was just, like... It was almost like they got special precedence. You know?
Well,
I don't know.
Maybe in the 60s or whenever, when they have the civil rights movement and all that, it kind of might have made sense because, you know, okay, now blacks are equal, so... You know, we're going to, you know, but they haven't been equal for so long. They haven't been given the same, whatever.
But now there's still like remnants of it. But it's like.
So we're going to have to help. Yeah, we're going to have to help them, you know, get started, you know. So we're going to give them opportunities to excel in education, whatever. We'll go ahead and do that. But now it doesn't make sense because we're essentially
yeah,
equal.
And also,
right?
If they want to be equal, then they should start to get rid of those programs.
I think they should get rid of those programs.
If everybody's equal,
no,
you know,
that,
like
that,
but that's
that
what
Obama
they.
Obama money, man.
But then they,
yeah, but
yeah,
see, that's
want,
the thing. That's
they
what
want,
they
want.
They want
that
Obama
they're
money.
They're like, I'm gonna get Obama.
Pull that up.
There's an audio clip, James, of like somebody from Detroit, like some black women from Detroit, and then they were like, oh yeah, Obama. They're like, who's gonna take care of us? And they're like, Obama. And it's like, it's just like ridiculous though, because I'm like, you didn't go out to work and you didn't earn that. And then somebody was like, well, where do you expect Obama to get his money? And she's like, I don't know, but it's Obama, you know, and I'm like, I'm like, what? I'm like, does that money just drop from the sky? No, we're actually paying for you because we actually work. It's just like, it's just like frustrating because I really do feel like they should start to weed out those multicultural programs. Like, I think it's good to have cultural awareness to be like, okay, everyone came from a different country and like, you know, this is my culture. This is the food I eat. Like, that's good for people to learn. But it's like, also it's like, well, everyone eats the same food essentially. We all, you know, eat hamburgers and, you know, spaghetti, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, every, it's food, you know, like.
That sounds good.
American and Italian.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I mean, like, but did Italians really create spaghetti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they?
Well, why wouldn't they?
I don't know. How do you know?
I remember when people were in, I read a story about someone who was in Italian, or in Italy, all they are offered is, like, pizza or spaghetti.
I don't know. I just think it's like, I know that, but also if like, for example, black families, I forget the exact demographics, but like pretty much 75%, let's say, of black families, they don't grow up with like a traditional father figure, which is pretty sad. Like, it's a high number, whatever number it is, it's very high. Like, basically black people don't really have a true dad, you know? And so like, I can understand, like, you know, they might need help with school and they don't have a father figure. And like, I understand that, but also it's like, well, they need to fix their culture, you know? Like, that's their problem.
Enter Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, it's like
my brothers and sisters. We are here today.
Why does he gotta interrupt everything? Even he was like Michael Jackson funeral and stuff. It's like, dude, you gotta be involved with everything. Michael Jackson's not black anymore.
What does Jesse Jackson do?
He's the, like, the leader of black people.
He's like the authority.
He's the leader of all blacks.
Like, whenever a black person
the leader
gets
of all blacks.
No, he's
all
nuts.
Blacks.
He's nuts.
But, like,
they just anointed one.
I just don't understand.
Mexicans,
like, if
anointed
they, but the
a
thing
boxer.
Is, if they want to be equal, then they need to, like, stop, like, getting benefits then. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that we should get rid of all of them, but, like,
well, let me ask
start
you this.
To weed it
what
out.
What is the reason why they gave them benefits, or why we get benefits?
Because you're a minority.
I
mean,
that's
I
the
guess
main
like,
reason, right?
But also, if I was a minority, though, I would try to milk it. Yeah. I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm black. You know, like, wasn't there a Comedy Central movie about that?
Like, you're,
yeah,
like, you're not even black.
No,
you're
wasn't
Asian.
There,
what
wasn't
the
there
hell?
A Comedy Central movie about that? Like, some white guy tried to be black? It was like...
some black guy tried to be white?
No, some white guy...
I remember a Wayans movie being like that.
No, there was a white guy that was trying to be black. It was probably... This movie was probably made, like, 30 years ago.
No,
it was called, like, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Big Man on Campus, or I don't know what it was.
It's called
Black Man on Campus. But, like, he like, made his skin black because he wanted to get a scholarship to go to school.
I don't know what movie that is.
It's a funny movie.
Wouldn't they have to look at your birth certificate and stuff? Doesn't it say your race? Well, does it? Does it say your race on your birth certificate? I don't know.
On your birth certificate?
I don't know.
Black. But brown.
Well, you could probably go to Hawaii and get a birth certificate that says you're black.
On your driver's license, does it say
what
your nationality is?
We can probably just Photoshop it.
On your driver's license, does it say what your nationality is?
I think it says.
Oh, let's take a look.
White,
let's take a look. I lost mine, so you gotta tell me what it is.
Would you believe they made me take a driving test? Or not a driving test, a vision test?
I believe it.
I had to sit in the DMV with all those scumbags.
Oh, the DMV. Last time I went to the DMV.
All those scumbags.
James, speaking
of. I saw you at the DMV the other day.
Really?
And I didn't know if it was you. But you were up at the thing?
Yeah.
You were there, right?
Yeah. I was there like a few days ago. Or maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I was there getting my license, but I was...
What? How come you didn't
say anything? Because you were up at the thing when I noticed you, and then I was playing with my phone, and when I looked back up, you were gone.
Oh.
Like a phantom.
Yeah.
So does it say what nationality you are?
Let me see. It has my eye color.
Does it say it like Irish? It
doesn't have my hair
German,
color, though.
German?
You know what's messed up? I didn't want to be an organ donor.
And now you are?
No, I didn't want to be an organ donor, but a couple years ago... It's actually... Long story, it's kind of...
Sorry, we have time.
I mean, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but anyway, I was in South Carolina for a course with the military.
Yeah.
And I drinking lost my... Well...
Lost
your I lost my license at a bar or something.
Don't worry, I just lost my license too.
And, but we couldn't go back to that bar to try to find it because we forgot to pay the tab. Look... Please don't judge me because, you know, I feel like a terrible person for doing that. That's not something I normally do.
This is as a group, though, right?
This is me and one other guy.
That's a tag team.
Because I remember we were so hammered, but we left the bar, and then we were walking down, and we're like, hey, damn it, dude, we didn't close out our tab, or whatever, or
No, we didn't fucking pay or whatever, so it was we just took off running down the street.
Oh, okay.
We didn't pay our bill.
She just like basically sprinted down.
Yeah, because it wasn't like...
You're like, oh shit, let's go.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't have our credit card like on file where we just were, I guess we're going to pay at the end or something, but one of those kind of things. But we just started running down the street.
That seems to be the thing that you do a lot when you just want to, let's get the fuck out of here. The cops, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so anyway, I
Or making citizens arrest.
Oh, yes. God, I'm telling you, I do it all. But, so anyway, I don't have my driver's license, and I'm going to have to fly back to California, like, soon.
Really?
I need an ID.
To get it back?
So I called my mom to try to get my freaking PIN code for the DMV so I could get a real quick new driver's license mailed to me.
Yeah.
And she went ahead and did it for me, but then she made me an organ donor.
That's your receipt. But last time when we were at the DMV, now you can verify for this because you were actually there when I was there.
Yeah.
But when I came out of there, I was like, oh my gosh, no one spoke English. Like the people that were in like the seating area, they were all speaking languages that were not English.
That's why.
And then they were on their cell phones, and they were not supposed to be on their cell phones.
You're not supposed to be on your cell phone in the DMV?
Not talking.
Oh.
What, like, while taking
like,
the test?
There's posters on the wall that has a cell phone with a, like, X over it.
Like, circle and cross.
Oh, yeah, well, you could probably jump on your cell phone and say, hey, what's the answer to number one?
Yeah.
People were on their cell phones. It was, like, basically, like, it wasn't as crazy as, like, a zoo necessarily, but it was, like, everyone just doing whatever they want, like, without any remorse of, like, other people. Or not remorse, but without any caution of other people. Like, I'm all down with freedom, and like
people, I'm all down with freedom,
and people like do people doing whatever they want. Like, I'm good with that. But then like I just don't like it when they like people aren't courteous, or like talking, and like when you're not supposed to be talking on their cell phone, and like or just like obnoxious. Like, I felt like a lot of people at the DMV were just like, it's like they had no courtesy.
Yeah,
freaking fat black lady that was at the desk when you. Information desk.
Yeah, and she had like big eyes.
Yeah, she was freaking rude as hell. I walk up there, I'm like, oh, hi, ma'am, how are you doing? Look, I need to get a vision test done for my, you know, so I can renew my driver's license. She freaking puts her hand down the desk. We don't do what the hell did she say? We don't do that here, son, or something like that. And I
said, nah.
And I was about to say, what do you mean you don't do that here? And then she goes, you gotta go over there and do that. Here, fill this out. I'm like, no shit. You gotta check in, don't you? This is the information desk. This is where you check in.
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to say what you're there for. That's like, the whole point. She, like weeds out people so that they know in advance, like, who's coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And what they're there for.
She takes your driver's license and punches you in or whatever and gives you a little ticket.
Yeah, and your ticket leads you to the place where you need to go.
Oh, my God. But I hate it when people treat me like I'm ignorant like that. Ignorant.
It's ridiculous. I'm, like, so sick of people now. Like, this feels like such a hateful show, but it's not.
What? Like, how is it a hateful show? I feel joy and honesty. Venting.
Yeah, it's like, that's... James, let me tell you this story and get your reaction.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm at the gym. I go to the gym a lot for my lunch break.
Nice.
And sometimes there's, like, this older Asian lady there. Mm. And she has only talked to me a couple times, but it's been mostly, like, small stuff, you know? But it hasn't got to the point where, like, we even know each other's names or anything. It's just, like... We just know it visually that we both go to the gym together. And, like, so one day she just comes up to me and she's like, hey, if you don't mind me asking, like, what company do you work for? Because we're all, like, in one building, several companies that shared the gym. And I told her. And then she was like, oh.
Oh.
She was like, oh. She's like, because, you know, okay, I work at an ad agency, right? And she's like, well, my daughter does marketing and that type of stuff, too. And then I was like, oh, cool. And then she was like, she came into the building with me once and, like, saw, I guess, because she might have saw, like, the front of our office has, like, some awards and it says, like, the name of our building. You know, and it has, like, marketing, communications, advertising agency stuff in the front. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, my daughter applied. And then she started getting a little bit angry, not super angry, just a little bit tense with me. She was like, we haven't heard back on any of about her job application. And then I was like, well, I'm not even so sure that there are jobs open.
And also, for one thing, it's not like you're a secretary
yeah,
either.
Yeah, and also, I'm at the gym. Like, I'm just pumping iron. Yeah. You know, like, it's it's like, what? I'm like,
do you have
anything
to do with the hiring process?
No, I'm not even HR. See, and I explained that to her too.
Yeah,
maybe it's ignorant.
Yeah, ignorance. For her to assume like, oh, that you only do this.
Yeah, and then I was just like, okay. And then she was like, well, my daughter is really upset because she works in DC right now and things are not so good. She's like, I can attest that is the worst time in her life. And then she was like saying how. She was, like, saying how, like, things are so bad and, like, her daughter doesn't like her job and stuff and, like, is job hunting. And so I gave her some tips and I also, like, talked about this organization that helped me get my job. So, like, it's kind of like a temp agency that helped me to get my job and I had to work for, like, 6 months and before they decided to buy me off, like, kind of slave labor-like and, nice. And, like, you know, the company hired me from that. And I told her, I was like, maybe she can try that. And I was like telling her about how it worked and stuff. And I was like, I'm like, I'm sure you can go in for an interview and they can see if they can place you somewhere, you know? And I was like, the interview is like probably less than an hour. I'm sure she could easily do that. And I was like being really helpful, James. And then like, you know, and then she was like, oh, it's just so hard because I don't think she's making enough money. She's like all this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then like, then it kind of got to like this money talk, which I don't think, you know, looking back in hindsight, maybe I should not have engaged, you know, like as much. But then she was all like complaining and just saying how everything was so horrible. And I was like, well, how much does your daughter make a year? And then it was like more than what I'm making. And then, to add more to this story, she was like, oh, you know, she's like, she's 24 years old. She's like, that's like around what you are. And then like, she's like, I also ask you because you were like a little girl. And then like, she called me like a little girl. And then
she called you a little girl.
Chung.
Yeah. And then like, and also I'm like, dude, so you are, you know, 6 years younger than me. You're making more money than me. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know like money shouldn't, you know, buy
really
your worth, but that conversation like just kind of made me so then she was like, I was basically like nice about it, and I was like actually I'm 30 years old and I've been working, you know, for a very long time. I've been working for in this industry for almost 10 years. I've worked at 5 jobs since college. I've done this and this, and like I named some things that I've worked on. And I was like, I've worked really hard to be where I'm at. And then she like mentioned how like, again, she mentioned one more time how like my company didn't reply to her daughter's resume or cover letter. I don't even know what her daughter sent. And then I was like, well, I'm sorry, woman, but I didn't say that. I didn't know her name. I was just like, well, I had to like apologize for my company because she was getting mad. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, you know, like, I'm sure we get a lot of emails like that. But I was like, I honestly don't even know if we have jobs open. And like, I basically like had to apologize to her. But then once I told her, like, you know, I was like, I think your daughter's doing well. I mean, she sounds like, she, you know, she's making more money than me and she's a lot younger than me. So I think, you know, I think your daughter's doing pretty well. And then she like realized it. And then she started getting a little bit happier. And then she was like, well, thank you very much. I will tell my daughter that she shouldn't be so hard on herself. And then she basically just like runs back to the dressing room. And then, like, runs away. Like, after I told her, like, the reality of me.
Really, at the end of the day, what the mom is really upset at is that the fact that her daughter is not, like, a doctor or some shit. That's really what it comes down to.
I don't even know why, like, I shouldn't, like, now when I think about it, I actually did, I felt bad for her daughter at first before I knew how much money she made. Like, I felt bad because I was like, oh, she's in, like, her poor time of her life. And, like, you know, because, and then, like, the mom was, like, kind of pleading for a job, really. You know, like, because why would you go up to a stranger and do that?
And that also has to suck for that little girl, because to have her mom, to send out her mom to do that stuff, I think that's pathetic. Because
also, what do you think? I'm just going to hire her? Am I just going to hire you?
24-year-old. Don't job? Send your, you're 24. Don't send your...
Am I just supposed to, like
not
hire...
Not like you're in sixth grade.
And also, and like, that's like this whole, like, Asian female, like, elitism. Am I just supposed to, like, hire you on the spot while I'm at the workout in the gym?
Yeah, they always try to guilt trip.
And it's
James,
like,
James, they always try to guilt trip. That's their weapon.
Wait, Asians?
Asian moms. They always try to guilt trip.
I don't buy that.
But I just don't understand, like, that. Am I just supposed to, like, be at my workout and, like, hire you now? And then I asked her, I was like, well, what does she have a portfolio? Like, I was like, I don't even know what her portfolio. Work.
We're about to kick her out of the family.
I don't even know what her work looks like. You know, like, I was giving all these reasons for, like, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's like... I just don't understand, like, she was kind of demanding, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know.
Sounds exactly like an Asian
mom.
Does
she or does she not play the violin?
But
doctor,
but
nurse.
What I don't understand,
she's not a nurse.
Is
that's
like,
why she's mad.
And also, it's like then she kind of like downgrades me, and she's like, "Well, you're a little girl, so I'm talking to you because you're the same age."
First, if for someone to call me a little boy, I'll be like, "Bitch, to the moon."
Does this look like a little boy to you?
Look at this.
But anyway, I just wanted to get your.
You got
to
meet Red Fist.
I just want to get your opinion on that.
Send Red Fist.
Because like, you know, I was a little bit. Now I just kind of think it's like a joke because I'm just like really. Because also like, how would you feel if you actually got that job and your mom talked to somebody? And
that
kind
of pisses me off hearing that story.
I don't like any. Yeah. I don't like any of those positions where your parents are the ones that got you the job.
So
that
many.
Makes me annoyed.
Do you know what? So many times. People have asked me to get their kid a job. Kids in like their early 20s that just got out of school.
Please.
So many times. Even at comic conventions, the parents will be with their kid and they'll be like, "Can you look at our portfolio and give me a review?" And I'm like,
"Give me a job."
And then I'm like, "Well, why is the parent asking me?" Like the kid is standing right next to the parent.
I will not accept any job offer from a parent, by the way, for anyone who's trying to work with me. I don't accept that. But there you go, guys. Another happy episode of the Carolyn and Joe
Everybody
Show.
Be happy.
Happy birthday, James.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy
birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
James, thank you for having me again.
Awesome. All right, everybody. StrayProductions.com, curls-studio.com. Don't forget to check out Carolyn's webcomic every week on Monday and Thursday. Check out the Go Astray. Just go search me. Search me. Search me. Search us.
I'm going right now.
Googly.
Yes.
Googly
don't,
eyes.
Don't forget, redfist.com. It will avenge you. See y'all later. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Happy. Kind of human wreck, is that your love?